me.
I tell you what, I thank the Lord for every year he gives me, and if he gives me another 100 more, I'll be just good then. I hope I'm still preaching then. But, hey, he knows. Thank the Lord for that. You gonna sing Happy Birthday to Michelle, but you didn't want to.
Huh? I'll sing okay back in. Ready?
Happy birthday
I really was pondering between really three messages, but the Lord, he wanted me to stick with this one, so. But if you will, turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, verse 1. The elders which are among you I exalt, whom am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by strength, constraint, but willingly, not by filthy lucre, but of ready mind. Neither as being lord over God's heritage, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God restraineth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, who resisteth the steadfast of the faith, knowing that the same affliction or accomplishment accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In verse 13 it says this, the church that is by Babylon elected together with you, salute you, and so doeth Marcus, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you. All that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Right here we see where this chapter or This book, you can go it two or three or four different ways and preaching it. But I want to look at verse 7 today for a moment or two. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Who am I speaking about? The Lord Jesus Christ. Who is he speaking about? He's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and also speaking about me and you. And it's up to not only my duty as a pastor, but as a Christian, it is all of our duties to go to the people and encourage the people. Because some people are being held back. And they're being held back by the devil. See, the devil knows exactly who he's after. The devil is not after that individual that is in sin. The devil is not want that individual that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Because see, that sinner won't do the devil no good. The devil wants me and you. That's who he wants. He wants me, and he wants you as a Christian. And he wants me as a Christian. He wants all of God's children out here. Because see, if he can get one of us right here in the church to bow down to him and give him some praise and some glory, then he'd have done exactly what he wanted to do. Because the next step is he going to present us with something that, yeah, we've probably been praying for a while. See, the devil, he has to ask God the permission. He has to get God's permission to be able to speak to us, to be able to challenge us. And God will give him that permission. Just like he did over there, Simon. He gave the devil there permission to take him and to sift him away from God. Or sift him away from the Word of God. Sift him away from prayer. Sift him from coming to church. Sift him because of the people that he's hanging around with, because he's hanging around the Christians. See, the devil don't like that. You know what the devil hates this morning about Faith Baptist Church? Because everybody that is a member of the church that is here all the time is here. That's what the devil don't like. The devil would be satisfied if one individual stayed at home and say, I don't feel like going. Or say something else. Or say, well, you know, this weekend's Memorial Day's weekend, and the sale goes off today. And if I don't get over Walmart or Sam's, I mean, the sale's gonna be gone. And here it is, I really need it. I really do need it. And it's gonna cost me, if I don't go today, I have to go next week and buy it. It's gonna cost me about $30 or $40 more. And I just don't have that extra money. So I'm going to go this morning. And I'm going to beat the crowd. But let me ask you something. For the individual that didn't show up at church today, for the individual that did not show up in the services of God, that they know within their own heart that they need to be in church. Not specifically right here, but they know they need to be in the house of God. They know that they need to be around God's people. But yet, they see them sales on 70% off, 80% off. And it won't be on no more. It won't be on tomorrow. Today's the last day. Even though tomorrow is Memorial Day, today's going to be the last day of it. Who plans that? The devil. The devil and his crowd. The devil has more people that is CEOs and in the place of business where they got one thing on the mind. That's the dollar bill. That's the dollar bill. But just think. If we'd have left, if I decided not to come to church this morning because Lowe's had a tool or something on sale there, and if I went over today, I could get it for 60% off. And I've been looking at that tool for a long time, and I've been wanting to purchase it, but today, one day only, last day, 60% off, 70% off, and I go. And I saved some money. I may save $55 on that tool. See, I didn't come to church. Within some time of this following week, this week, or the next week, God's going to get that $55. He's going to get it through a hot water heater. He's going to get it through. Man, look at my time. Lord, have mercy. I didn't know there was a slip. And if I get a ticket, you'll end up paying more. It'll end up costing you more to go the way the devil goes than it does with God. Because God can save you 50%. See, what the door, the store managers and all they don't realize is that if God's people, the people that say that they love God, they get in church. They go into church and don't even think about the sale. And don't go to the sale after the morning service is over with. We think it may be over. But then they'll come to find out that the sale that we wanted to go to and the product that we wanted to purchase, they say, you know, that product, it was a hit. Hey, man, we sold it completely out. We need to get another order in. And they get another order in 2 weeks. And then on Thursday, they got a sale. Instead of having 55 or 60% off, now they got 75% off. God always is there on the scene. He is always there. He's never too early. He's never too late. He's just on time. If we think it's time for him to do this, it's not his time. Because if it was his time, we wouldn't have had to say, well, I believe the Lord. It's God. Now I know it's your time, God. See, if it was God's time, God would have already been done it before I even said anything about it. But casting our cares. Who do we cast our cares on today? We cast them on our family. Do we look to our family for support? Do we look to our family for guidance? Or what do we do? It's good to look towards your family for guidance. It's good to look toward your family that can help you. But that is after the fact when we went to God first. If we go to God first and say, God, you know what's in my life. You know what I need. But God, I just want what you want to give me. If you don't want to give it to me today, this month, or this year, I'll be satisfied with God. But I just want you to receive the glory from it. I want you to receive the honor from it. I want you to receive all the blessings that you deserve from it. God goes, I don't want any kind of blessing, because I know, Lord, if you do answer that prayer to me, it's not a blessing to me. It's a blessing to you, because I come to you first. And I said, God, my prayer is that what I'm asking for you to do in my life, I promise you that I will try my very best that it will bless you, that it will not bless me. That car that we're driving right there, it has some problems with it. It has some places on it that needs to have a touch up, or maybe a bit pulled out or whatever. It ain't that good on gasoline. My headliner's coming down. Well, if my head, and already I don't know my headliner's coming down now, because I let this my hair grow out, and it's coming off an angle. I can't stand it like this. But but no. I mean, where is that brand new Lincoln or the brand new Cadillac or the brand new VW here? Where is it going to get me to where that car's not going to get me? Because see, if I depend on God for that car, to go and visit people, drive it to church, hey, I'm doing something for God. Do you think God is going to allow it to break down in a place to where I wouldn't want to be if I had a trunk full of guns and machine guns and hand grenades and all of that? You think God's going to allow me to be in these situations? No. Why? Because I dedicated to God. That car right there is God's car. It's not mine. It's paid for. It's not mine. Never will be mine. Even my home, when it gets completely paid for, it won't be mine. Why? It's things about taxes. When you have to pay taxes, you always got to lean on what you own. So I'll always have a lean on that automobile. It may not be that much. I think right now it's worth about $18, something like that a year. But hey, still a lien. It ain't mine. Why? I don't own it. The government somewhere or another, I still own it. Or I can go and pay the taxes on it. I can pay them, maybe due to in June, by June the 5th or June the 15th or whatever. But when I go and pay it, and after I pay that, and after they stamp it paid, as soon as I walk out, as soon as they stamp it, I got another lien coming about.
Why? Because next year I'm going to have to pay something else. It may not be what I paid this year. It may be 1 or 2 cents less.
Casting all I can.
That's what God wants us to do. He wants to cast all of our cares. And what are our cares? What kind of care are you carrying this morning? What kind of care am I carrying this morning? Well, the care that I'm carrying this morning is that I got loved ones that's still lost, and I love them saved. I worry about them. And you may say, well, preacher, you know what the Bible says. You shouldn't worry about them. But see, I'm still in this human flesh. This flesh is still hanging on to me on the outside. So as long as I have this flesh hanging on, I'm going to worry. As long as I got this flesh on, I'm going to sin. But I'm not going to do it willfully. Yes, I'd love to see my family, all of my family, even my nieces and my nephews and my cousins. And I'd love for all of them to get saved. But not only that, I like the people that goes up and down the highway right here get saved. I like for the individual that went over there this morning, the building over there, and was more unloaded something there. They're getting ready to open up a business, I reckon. Hey, I'd love some for them to get saved. You say, well, preachers, you know, you can go and talk to them, but you can't make them come. I know that. I can't make them come. And if I did make them come, it wouldn't be long before they'd leave. But see, if the Lord gets a hold of the heart, if God gets a hold of their life, because God cares for them, God cares for them more than I care for them. Because he allowed his son, Jesus Christ, to die there on Calvary. Why? Because his son, what did his son do? His son humbled himself. He humbled himself toward this world that he could have an escape route. For him, and for all of the other people, God is able to meet our needs. I want to see a show of hands this morning. How many of you believe, I mean sincerely, believe in your heart that God is able to meet your need? I don't have no problem with that. God does. He will meet. You know something? He meets our need every day and we don't even ask him for it. He even meets the sinner's need, I hear. They don't even know him. But he meets their needs. He gives them the breath of air to breathe. He gives them the air where they can suck in, where they can pump their lungs, where they can speak. Where it can give them strength to walk. Why? Because he cares for them. He cares for them why? Because of his people that's committed their life to him in praying for the people. That's the reason God cares for them. See, God knows how much we care for him. we truly care for him, when we put self out of the way, God's number one, others are number two, and yourself be last. That's Jesus, others, and yourself. What does that spell out? Joy. Spells like joy. We can have joy in our soul. As Christians this morning, we can be so thankful. We can be so, so thankful until we can say that we are a child of God. We can honestly say that one day we're going to have an inheritance that this world has never, ever thought about. But we're going to have an inheritance that is going to help us. And we need to look to that inheritance. What kind of inheritance is that going to be? Well, the main inheritance is we'll have all of heaven. And we're going to have the inheritance of that one little spot where the Lord Jesus Christ is at. And when we bow down, we're going to inherit that peace of gold. We bow down to the Son of God and thanked him for saving our soul. And then he's going to say, give me a crown. He's going to say, give me that crown over there. You deserve this crown. God, I don't deserve nothing. I don't deserve the crown. I don't even deserve being here. But I'm just so thankful that you remembered me. Because you cared for me. Did you realize that God himself, he enjoys and he's blessed by the meeting of our needs. He enjoys giving us our needs. Not what we want, but our needs. We know that he's given us a house that we can get in and out of the weather. We know that he's given us clothes and shoes on our feet and clothes on our back. And we know also that he's given us food to prepare and to be able to eat. It may not be what we want, the kind of clothes that he wants me to wear may not be my style. It may not be the type that I would wear. But he met the need. And it might not be the type of home that I'd want. But he met my need. He brought me in and out of the cold. And then he gave me a Then later on in years later, he give me some income to where I can go and have central lab put in. I can be cool in the summertime. I'm so blessed. And God, he enjoys that. He enjoys blessing me. He enjoys meeting my need. He enjoys meeting your need. He enjoys in meeting your family's need. And that's the kind of God that we serve. He enjoys Verse 10 says, But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, and settled you. That right there is enough to where we can shout for the glory of God. And we need to think about it. How much the Lord does care for us. How much He loves us. Not only that, He loves all my family.
I think that's the reason that God saved me. That's the only thing I can figure out. That maybe I could. Like over in the, I think it's over in the Book of Kings, where it's talking about picking up the man. Where I could pick up the man. And one of my family could see that something has changed, something is different in my life than what it used to be. And they want just a little taste of it. Just a little taste. Have you ever heard people say, I'd like to have a little taste of that? Because it looks so good. But one thing about it, if you come in and get a little taste of God, they're going to find out that little taste is not little anymore. They're going to find out that taste is great. And that our taste bud is going to yearn for the cup. The cup. I mean, our tongue is going to thirst. And He's going to give them the water where they never will thirst again. That right there is enough to shout on. I mean, hey, my well can dry up. My well can dry up. Hurricane can come by and take my home. Well, see, God promised me I will never thirst. I will never thirst. We need to let our own family know how much we care. How much we care for them, and what we will do for them. That they just need to come and just give God a try. Give Him a try. And God will, He will be blessed because they come and try. See, then that's when the Holy Spirit comes in. That's when the Holy Spirit takes over. That's when the Holy Spirit starts wooing around their heart. Starts speaking to that individual's heart. And says, you know, I know your family. I know your family comes to church. I know they love you. Your mama loves you. Your daddy loves you. I know all of that. Guess what? Even the sorry preacher that they got, he even loves you. Guess what? I love you with everything I got. And I'm going to give you an inheritance that you ain't going to have to worry about going to the, when they lay your body down at the funeral home, and you ain't going to have to worry about nobody in your family coming by the funeral home with a tractor trailer. It's got all your merchandise on it. Well, you ain't going to worry about it. Because once you get here, that one little 12 or 12 that you're going to be standing on, ooh, it's going to be worth it all. Hallelujah. it's going to be worth it all. I mean, just think about it. What that 12-12 is worth. I can't find it because it's pure gold. Pure gold. And it's not a street that has been paved with gold. Because when you pave something, and when they pave the highway out here, they pave it what? Some I paved with 1.5. Some 2 inches. Some 3 inches. But his is transparent. All right, you take your hand. Be praying for you. But no. We're gonna be looking at that. We're gonna be amazed at what we see. I mean, we stand on it. It looks like something we ain't never seen. We ain't never seen it. You know, they advertise on TV. And I know y'all probably seen the advertisement on TV, any commercials, where they ask your people to, you know, if you buy this, and if you buy this, we'll send you some gold coins. But if you look, if you go and stay there long enough and look at the whole thing, and then they'll come by and they'll say, what is the purity of that gold coin? 99.99% gold. Guess what? I'm going to be standing on 110 or 150 or maybe 1,000% pure gold. It's going to be glass. I'm going to be able to look down and see this handsome face of mine. And you can, Shelby, you can stick your tongue up all you want to. But I'm going to be just as handsome as anything. Why? Because I'm going to be like Jesus. Yeah. And I ain't seen a thing in God's Word that says Jesus was ugly. Have you? Yeah. Our Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. And now, God, I pray, Father, that as we are dismissed from this service today, Lord Jesus, that you'll just go with us. And Father, help us, Lord, that we can show your kind of love toward the people that we come in contact. Now, Father, we should not judge the people because we cannot judge. That is your job. That is your position. And we should not even want to even try to take it away from you. And Father, but I do know that it's in your word. And Father, when I do speak about judgment, I'm just reading thy word. And Lord, we just pray, Father, that the people that are here this morning, that they will not stand in judgment, but they'll stand in a holy and a righteous God that they truly have trusted and believed in. Now, Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, you'll help them that they may see somebody, come across somebody, and just invite them to church. Invite them to church Wednesday night. And then if they can't come Wednesday night, invite them to church next Sunday. And then if they say that they got something else or a plan, they're going on vacation or whatever, or they're just coming back, Lord, we're going to have a jubilee. And Father, we know, Lord Jesus, this is what you want. Father, I would not have it if I was not assured that this is what you wanted. So, Father, we ask in Lord Jesus, you will just come down and you'll speak to individuals that comes in. And, Father, speak to that individual that's been playing church all these years. And Lord, help them that they may come to an old-fashioned altar. That they will just start praying. And then,
you'll start hearing them sobbing. They'll start crying. Why? Because they know that they need help. Because they don't have nobody that they think that they know the care for them. Father, always allow this church, Faith Baptist Church, to always be an emergency room. Always be a place where people can come in and they can get the care that they need. Now, Father, we ask, Lord, now that you go with Sister Nancy, she labors this evening. And Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, you speak to her heart this week. Father, that she may speak to someone. And Father, that individual that she speaks to, or the other individuals that's here that speaks to, that we pray, Father, that the individual can sense something different in that prayer. They can sense something different in their voice. And Father, everything that you do, we're going to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Because it's in the sweet and lovely name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.